on the one-year anniversary of the June 12, 2009 Iranian presidential election. Leaders of the country's opposition Green Movement were denied government permits and decided to cancel planned protests to mark the surge of popular dissent and the repression which followed the disputed election result. Fearing governmental reprisals, such as beatings, mass arrests, torture, and executions seen over the past 12 months, only small and scattered protests were organized around the country. Last year, hundreds of thousands of Iranians took to the streets to protest what they believed to have been a rigged election, robbing the leading opposition candidate, Mir Hossein Mousavi, of victory over incumbent President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. In assessing the weakened state of the Iranian opposition, University of Michigan history professor Juan Cole believes the policies of both the U.S. and Israel have strengthened hardliners in the Iranian regime, while undermining the Green Movement. Between the Lines, Scott Harris spoke with Professor Cole, who explains why he believes that President Obama's push for a fourth round of sanctions against Iran and the UN over its nuclear program, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's continued blockade of Gaza and his government's deadly attack against the Gaza aid flotilla, have put Iranian hardliners in a stronger position than they were 1 year ago.
The hardliners in Iran have brutally repressed this protest movement of the what's called the Green Movement. And one of the things that they do is to say, look, you know, we're not the problem here. The United States is trying to make it look like Tehran is the problem, like Iran is a bad actor, but we're not the problem. In fact, the real problem in the region, the hardliners say, is Israel. Israel has 200 nuclear warheads. It never signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, and it is actively displacing the Palestinians from the West Bank and half-starving the ones in Gaza. This is the argument of the hardliners to the Iranian people. They will say, on the other hand, Iran has no nuclear weapons, doesn't want a nuclear weapon, isn't trying to get a nuclear weapon, even though it is constantly accused with no evidence of doing so by the West. And so Iran is being treated unfairly in comparison to Israel, completely unfairly, because the Israelis have done all the things that Iran is accused of doing in the nuclear arena, and yet the Israelis face no sanctions, and now the West is trying to put sanctions, economic sanctions, on Iran. So when we had in May a conference of the signatories of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, and they invited Israel to join them and to begin working towards a nuclear-free zone in the Middle East, you know, it would have been a major propaganda victory or major coup politically against the hardliners in Iran if Israel had said, yes, we'll meet with you, we'll start discussing denuclearizing the region. And that would have, you know, leveled the playing field a little bit. Instead, the Israelis blew off the NPT signatories, and the United States backed them in that. So Iran can go on making this, the Iranian hardliners can go on making this argument not only to their own people, but then to the rest of the region. And that's only one area in which I think Western hypocrisy has helped the hardliners.
Professor Cole, what was the attitude, as best we know it, of the Iranian people on the topic of Iran's right to build nuclear weapons, or the other scenario that the Iranian government says that they're only pursuing nuclear power to produce electricity? Is that sort of a rallying cry of nationalism for the Iranian people? Is that something that draws people to the hardline government there?
Well, I think the nuclear enrichment program, which, as you say, the Iranians maintain, is not for weapons purposes, and there isn't, to be fair, any good evidence that they have a weapons program. But that nuclear enrichment program is seen as a symbol of Iranian nationalism. I think most Iranians in opinion polling support the nuclear enrichment program, assuming that it is for civilian purposes, for the purpose of producing fuel for nuclear reactors to make electricity. The last opinion poll that I saw suggested only about a fourth to a third Iranians would support going all the way for a bomb. And the regime itself, the supreme theocrat, the cleric Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who holds most of the reins of power in his grasp, denounces nuclear warheads as tools of the devil, as incompatible with the Islamic law of war, which forbids the killing of innocent men, women, and children.
If U.S. and Israeli policies had some negative blowback on the green movement in Iran, what should the Obama administration in particular do to help that movement gain strength after all this past years of repression? Some people might say the U.S. should have no fingerprints on any support for the green movement because it just adds fuel to the fire with hardliners who will say that they are puppets of the United States government.
Right. Well, it's a good question, and it's a very difficult situation because, as you say, I mean, one of the charges that the hardliners make against the green movement in Iran is precisely that it's, you know, a CIA-backed phony color revolution, and they maintain that there have been a number of these, and they consider Ukraine and Lebanon and so forth to be in those categories. So it probably does hurt the Greens to have the U.S. rally to their side very publicly and stridently, because then it gives ammunition to the hardliners to paint them as American puppets. On the other hand, I think that pressing for these increased sanctions, and there was talk of trying to prevent gasoline from getting into Iran, you know, that would hurt all Iranians. That's not the sort of thing the green movement wants. So I think that the sanctions hawks are acting in ways that harm the green movement. And I don't think that what people in Iran want to hear from the United States is they're going to be prevented from getting staples like gasoline. So I think that the best thing the U.S. can do for the Greens is to uphold American values in the Middle East, to combat the charge of hypocrisy. And so they should redouble their efforts to get a better deal for the Palestinians, to move to a two-state solution, to end the blockade of Gaza, which really is resulting in children being stunted from lack of nutrition. That's horrible. You know, that shouldn't be allowed. And if we do the right thing, if we act according to our own lights and our own constitutional values, I think it deprives the hardliners of a lot of talking points.
That was Juan Cole, professor of history at the University of Michigan. His latest book is titled Engaging the Muslim World. Visit his website, Informed Comment, Thoughts on the Middle East, History and Religion at juancole.com.